Nationally, Joe Biden maintains a big advantage among Hispanic voters relative to 2016 exit polling. A Washington Post average of recent polls shows that he's faring almost as well as Hillary Clinton did with that group 4 years ago. In Arizona, he's outperforming Clinton, a good sign for his candidacy, but in Florida, the picture is starker for the Democrats. His lead over Donald Trump is only in the low double digits. The chairman of the Capital District Latinos, Dan Arizari, a regular panelist on our program, joins us this morning to discuss the power of Latinos in voting this election season, as well as their power in our region, especially with the Cultural Empowerment and Community Engagement Center, a place for culture, art, music, and poetry, a place for the growing Latino community to come together and stay connected to their roots. It's always a pleasure to have Dan Arizari on our program. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning, Joe. How are you? I'm doing okay. Hanging in there.
Yeah, I'm hanging in there, too. We had a robust discussion over the last 2 hours, and I can't say I'm feeling any better than I did going into it, but it's good to be amongst friends.
Feeling like you went a few rounds?
Yeah, well, we're all in it together, of course, but it is there's a lot to discuss
yes.
And not a lot of it good. But let us talk about some of the stories that we've been reading. And I'm very interested in your perspective on these. The concern about the Latino vote, the Hispanic vote, the concern among Democrats, the concern. I read in the introduction about the recent polls and talking about how Joe Biden is doing about as well as Hillary Clinton in many of those states, but they're worried enough that Joe Biden went to Florida this week and was obviously courting Latino voters and trying to make the point. So let me ask you this as the startup question is, what do you see the Joe Biden problem being with this population?
Well, I can't say that I know exactly what the DNC is doing on the ground in Florida, but I can only tell you this, that according to the polls that you're talking about, that everyone seems to be talking about, they are looking at a deficit in the Latino vote. And what the story is that the Trump campaign realized that, as everybody's want to say, the Hispanic population is not monolithic. So they went out there, they set up shop months ago, and they started doing Latino for Trump, storefront headquarters and reaching out to the Hispanic community in a way that the Democrats did not. And I must say, I do subscribe to a bit to the idea that sometimes the Democratic Party takes our vote for granted. Mm. And it's not something that the Latinos alone are saying, but the African-American population has been saying that for a while, too. There are still people who are not convinced that that outreach has reached the levels that it should. But certainly in Florida, I think there has been a grave miscalculation. And I was raising red flags to everybody that I spoke to about the lack of outreach, specifically to the Puerto Rican community. And I think that what Biden's campaign has overlooked, the DNC has overlooked, and I hope that I'm wrong, is that there is a vast number of the Puerto Rican community that has, because of the diaspora caused by Hurricane Maria, they are ripe for the picking. Now, remember, Joe, Puerto Rico, for all intents and is still a colony. So if you're in Puerto Rico, you can't vote for president for some crazy, reason buried somewhere in some arcane law. But as soon as you come to the United States, you are fully imbued with all of the rights that anyone else has. So that all those folks that had to flee Maria because of really one of the most lackluster efforts to try to restore the island. And, don't forget Donald Trump's infamous paper towel
debacle
offering. Yeah. They're here, and I guarantee you they're not happy that they're still here because things on the island are continue to be problematic. So there are somewhere in the area of 1 million Puerto Ricans in Florida, and there's been an explosion around the I-90 corridor, around Orlando, and I read somewhere that the Republicans are a little bit concerned about that, too. And I think the lack of outreach to that community specifically, notwithstanding Biden going out there and playing Despacito at the latest rally, is wanting. And that's why they're in trouble right now.
So let me ask you this question, which is Biden's troubles with Hispanic voters obviously makes that job difficult of picking up the states that he needs to pick up. Hispanic voters make up some 15%, I believe, at least 15% of the electorate in Florida, in Arizona, in Nevada. The same holds true in Texas. Biden's campaign wants to be competitive there as well. My question, which perhaps will sound flip, and I do not mean it to in any way, shape, or form, but if not Joe Biden, who? In other words, is the choice for Hispanic voters Joe Biden or Donald Trump, or is the choice Joe Biden and not voting?
Well, that's a tough one. I think that any thinking Hispanic who is not wealthy, let's just put it that way, who may be benefiting from the stock market surge that Trump continues to harp on as proof that everything is going fine. If you are a Hispanic who's in the middle class or in the working class, and you don't see Trump as an existential threat to the Hispanic community, I don't know what to tell you. If you just look, Joe, in terms of the coronavirus, a recent Washington Post survey of morbidity among young people points to the fact that among the 500,000 or so, infection rates among Hispanics is far higher than any other group.
Right.
And the total of deaths, the majority of those are disproportionate number of those are young people, not old people, young people who have died of this virus. So if you can not understand that Trump's handling of the virus is an existential threat to communities of color, particularly Hispanic youth, then I'm not sure what can convince you otherwise. So if you ask me, the 500 people who showed up in Arizona, I'm sure a lot of them were business owners, and there's no disrespect intended to them. They have a right to choose whomever they want.
Sure.
But they are people who are benefiting from the economy. And even before the pandemic, Hispanics were not benefiting in the same way, no matter what Donald Trump will say.
There are polls.
So those people are not reading and watching the news, to my understanding.
There are polls that show that polls taken in Florida since the summer that give Biden a 6-point lead with Hispanics. So we compare that to the 21-point advantage that Hillary Clinton had with them in the pre-election polls in 2016. But my question is, does that so two questions. One is, what is Donald Trump saying, and you touched on this a moment ago, but what is he saying that is striking a chord opposed to 4 years, you know, compared to 4 years ago? And what is Biden not saying that he needs to say? You have used the term he needs to connect, he needs outreach. So how do you do that? Is it what we saw earlier this week in Florida, or does much more need to be done in a very short period of time, considering the election is less than 48 days away?
Well, if Lin-Manuel Miranda's father is listening to this, I would hope that he's dispatched with all
could be
with all speed, because we need someone who encompasses our hopes, dreams, and aspirations, who can go out there. Maybe he could get his son to do a free outdoor, you know, Hamilton concert. But in all seriousness, I think that the key for the Democratic Party is its appeal and outreach to the Puerto Rican community in Florida. Because if you just get it, Trump won Florida by just 113,000 votes.
Correct.
If you can take the million, if you can peel off 10, 15% of the Puerto Rican population in Florida to vote for Biden, you have your you have the margin of victory. I know that's simplistic to say, but let's face it, turnout is going to be the most important thing. And as to what Trump is saying to people, I think what people don't understand about the Hispanic community is that we are traditionally a religious community, mostly Catholic, but also highly evangelical. And I think that Biden needs to couch his appeal to people in an old-fashioned biblical way. Love your neighbor as yourself, as opposed to what our president talks about and deals in on a daily basis.
Dan,
get on some of those themes and don't let the Republicans take the higher ground around religion. And I certainly think that there is no better vessel in comparison to Trump than Joe Biden.
Dan, unfortunately, we're out of time, but I thank you so much for being with us and for offering your insights. It's always a great pleasure to speak with you, and I know we'll be talking to you many times between now and the election. Thank you very much.